Good morning, everyone. Okay, we're finishing Mizrat Hashem Simon Aleph today. We are on page 10, just a little bit going back to yesterday's. Habits, a lot of people had questions in terms of Din of Al Naros Bavel and Shir Hamalos. Just a couple of clarifications once again. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, anytime we do not say Shir Hamalos, anytime we do not say Tachlin, we are going to say Shir Hamalos, including Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and also including Malava Malka on Motzei Shabbos is also going to get Shir HaMalos according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol. Same thing anytime you had a Sudas Mitzvah. As Rav Nevinsol himself points out in Dibra Maskel Shir HaMalos on page 9, over there he writes, anytime you have a Sudas Mitzvah, including a Chanukah Sabais in Eretz Yisrael, Chanukah Sabais in Eretz Yisrael is a Sudas Mitzvah, not as opposed to in Chutz Laretz, and who did all the same thing by a Suda at a Siyam Masechet also will get Shir HaMalos. But that does not mean that whole day will be infused. Any other Suda you'll have during that day will get your regular Al Naros Bavel. Okay, so that is, and for that, the same thing if you have any other private Suda's Mitzvah, during that Suda you'll make a Shir HaMalos, but after that you'll make only, Al Naros Bavel. Fine. Here we go, and Sif Vav. So we are talking over here about saying the parts of the Karbanos. We already started this yesterday. And just to point out, as the Gemara tells us, that one of the main reasons why we mention parts of the Karbanos and we say them al peh is the Gemara tells us that Misha Osek Behen Malam Aleam Kilu Hi Karban. Okay, anyone who's Osek in the Amiris of the Karbanos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'alayam Ki'ilu you are Makriv the Karbanos. That's the Chashivas of the Karbanos. We learned yesterday that there are some Karbanos that are Chiyuvim to say every day. The Hainu Tamid is Mekoman and Braiser Rav Yishmael. And as opposed to other ones that are not a Chova, they're just Tov Lomar, and you have to make a Cheshbon on whether to say in the net. Says the Mechaber in Sivav, Parshiosa Karbanos Lo Yomar Elo Bayom. You only say Parshiosa Karbanos during the daytime. When does daytime start for Amiras Parshas Korbanos? Says Moreno Rabbeinu in Dibur Maschel B'Yom. He says Yom Le'inyan Zeh Hu Mishayir Pnei Kol Mizrach V'Zman Katzar Acharei Alos HaShachar. It's a little bit of time after Alos HaShachar, or a very short period of time after Alos HaShachar. One could already start saying the Korbanos before then. If someone wakes up and he's in the middle of the night, he should not be saying the Parshiosa Karbanos, until Alos HaShachar. In terms of the Tamid, you should know, we'll see this later on when we get to Siman Memchas also, is that you could only say the Tamid until Sof Zman Tefillah. Okay, until Sof Zman Tefillah, you could say the Parshiosa Tamid, which is 4 hours into the day. Before then, after then, you should not say it. If you were not able to say it before davening, you could still say the Karbanos after davening, even after you daven, you said Shemon Asri. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin, he points out, Mishu Avel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKarbanos. Someone who's an Avel, okay, Behu Adin HaTisha B'Av, you do not say the Parshios HaKarbanos. Why is this? Because anything extra, an Avel's not allowed to say, they're psukim. So Avel's not allowed to die, he's not allowed to learn Torah. But who did on Tisha B'Av? What comes out of this is anything that is a chiyuv. It's part of your regular routine of the day. It's your chiyuvim to say, you would be able to say it. And therefore, Rav Nevinsol points out over here, in Dibra Masla Parsha, not going to read inside, you can look inside, is that even an Avel could say the Tamid, Ezim HaKamon and Praisit Rabbi Shmuel, because those are part of the chova of the day. And therefore, so says Rav Nevinsol, that those things even an Avel could say, and also on Tisha B'Av, one would be allowed to say those things because they are part of the chiyuvim of the day. Siv Zayin. Kishi Yisayim Parshas HaOla Yomar Yiratzom Lufanecha Sheizeh Chashuv Mekubal Ki'ilu Hikrafti Ola. If someone is saying the Parsha of the Korban Ola, he should say the Yiratzon, and it should be just like we said before. When you say it, it's like you offered up the Korban, so you say Yiratzon, that my Amira should be as if it was makrid in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kach Yomar Achar Parshas HaMincha V'Yashlamim, and also after, if you say the Korban Mincha, and the Korban Shlamim, you say Yiratzon, it should be as if it was offered. Why? Because these karbanos, these specific karbanos, are voluntary karbanos. You do not have to bring them. They're voluntary karbanos. Someone wants to bring you allowed to do it. And therefore, just like if I would want to bring these karban, I could say it should be as if it was makrid in front of you. What's it coming to exclude? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, it's coming to exclude korbanos that are a chiyuv to bring. They're not voluntary, they're a chiyuv to bring. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Yudches, Aval Acher Parshas HaChatas Lo Yomar Kein, if you're going to say the korban chatas, you don't say Yiratzon. Because a chatas, you can't just bring a korban chatas when you want to bring a korban chatas. You bring a korban chatas when one sins. And then, therefore, we don't want to say Yiratzon as if it was brought, but then we're saying as if we sinned. So, therefore, the Magen Avraham says, one could make a t'nai. Okay? I'm sorry. Some want to say that you can make a t'nai. It says, B'achorim B'katu B'shem Rashal. And second line in, the Yesh Lomar Af Acher Chatas Vashem Yiratzon Rak Sheyomer B'Loshon Safek. You could say Safek if I did a sin, so I want this to be as if I was brought in front of you. And if I did not do a sin, then I don't. Okay, the Magen Avraham is not into this. Alkin Elo Magen Avraham, two lines down. Dilinin Chatas Lo Yomar Klal Yiratzon. Okay, there's different minhagim in terms of the Yiratzon. Yes, to say it or not to say it. Lemaisa, these are all voluntary things to say at the beginning. As I said, they're not chiyuv to say. And then you look inside your siddur. If you want to say the Yiratzon, you could say the Yiratzon. Others do not say the Yiratzons at all. Fine. Sif Ches. Yomar ima karbonus pasuk v'shach adotah ayerach hamizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. Included amongst the korbanos, we should also say v'shachat otol yirachem izbeach safon lifnei Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Where do we say this? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Yotesim or korbanos ukayam noagim ma'amar achar parshas atamid. Immediately after parshas atamid, you'll find in the sitters printed this way is we'll say this pasuk of v'shachat otol yirachem izbeach safon lifnei Hashem. Why do we say this? So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chav v'shachat otol di'ita b'medrash. Because it says in the Medrash, the Kol Mishe Omer Pasuk Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zocher HaKadosh Yitzchak. This is a special skula, as the Tanna B'Bei Eliyahu talks about in detail, it's a skula for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember HaKadosh Yitzchak, which obviously brings up the attribute of mercy on Klal Yisrael, specifically, who are willing to be Motzer Nefesh, or at least Avram and Yitzchak, were willing to be Motzer Nefesh, which was the prime example of Mesiras Nefesh that was infused in Klal Yisrael for all generations. Sif Tes, Yesh noagin lomar parshas akior, v'acharkach parshas truma sedeshin, v'acharkach parshas atami. The meaning is to say parshas akior. These are also other three parts of, obviously, basically, the akior is where the Kohanim wash their hands. V'acharkach parshas truma sedeshin. Afterwards, they say parshas truma sedeshin. These things could be said even before halos shachar, because just like the truma sedeshin was the first avoda that was done in the day, that could be done even at the nighttime. Truma Sedeshin was just cleaning up the ashes from the night before. The Acher Kach Parshas Tamid, and then you could say Parshas Tamid. The Acher Kach Parshas Mizbeach Miktar Ketores, who Parshas Samani Ketores V'Asiya. So, and then you talk about the Ketores, which was offered up every day also. So these are also other Karbanos that are mentioned during the day. Some, once again, except for the Tamid, some do say them, and some don't say them. Okay, our minhag is we say the Ketores over here in Eretz, even for Bnei Ashkenaz, we say it at the end of davening, so therefore you don't really have to say it before davening. In Chutz La'aretz, then some people will say the Ketores. I believe it's a big inyan to say the Ketores every day, and some people do not even say it on a daily basis. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue with Simon Bey's next time, which is getting dressed in the morning, and a lot of important inyanim over there about how a Jew gets dressed, and v'chuli v'chuli inyanim sneas. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue with Simon Bey's next time. I have time for today.